One of the biggest events on our calendar right now has to be the AfroTech Namibia AI Innovation and Inclusion Conference. And with me is one of the international keynote speakers, Dr. Rafael. Welcome, Doctor.
Thank you, and thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to interacting with you.
Could you briefly introduce yourself and tell us about your role at this year's AfroTech Namibia Conference?
I am Dr. Natalie, the founder of Robots Can Think. The company provides first-in-the-world innovations and inventions to the rest of the world, especially the African continent. I'm also a PhD holder from Stanford University in AI and the head of Women in AI for Africa. That means I get to build inclusive, accessible tech and products servicing the needs of our continent.
That is quite the portfolio there.
It is, and it's really meaningful. You asked about the role I have at AfroTech, and it's a prominent one to be able to communicate to the country and its people, especially the youth of the continent, and encourage and inspire them in seeing and shaping the future of Namibia, including technology and human intelligence.
Now, Doctor, I have to ask, how does AI create opportunities for young professionals to grow their skills?
I mean, in various ways. And I think we have a population that's young, vibrant, and creative. Anything from arts and culture, from creating huge UNESCO documents into poetry so it can be consumed. Or if you want to become the best ballet dancer, AI can teach you how. Because it learned from multiple bests in the world. If you are a business owner and want to write the best pitch deck, AI can consume millions of content around the world and give you the best pitch deck. Can you imagine reading 10,000 books in less than a minute? But AI can. Yeah. Now, how we consume it is more to amplify our intelligence and our knowledge, making sure that we are better at what we do. So from scholars, you can literally learn in different languages. You can learn mathematics faster and easier, and you can consume it in your local language. From healthcare and accessibility, making sure that you have your vitals checked digitally. You can consult with virtual doctors. You can have your diagnostics, whether it's cancer, tuberculosis, kidney disease, et cetera, done much faster. So within 5 minutes, you can have a diagnostic. You know where you stand. And so forth from movies. I mean, I could go on and on. And I think the essence of what I'm saying is no one is excluded. And then it becomes the question of, okay, Natalie, how do we get to the undeserved and marginalized communities? How do we make AI accessible to them? Do we need to make it accessible to them? Or do we need to show them the value of AI for where they are? Can they have clean water? Can they use 3D printing to become artisans? Service the 3D printers, service these machinery, and create an ecosystem where they are included and not seeing AI as this mountain they need to overcome.
What are you most excited about at this year's AfroTech Conference?
I think meeting the people and encouraging and inspiring and showcasing that inclusivity is part of who we are, and that the people of Namibia, especially the youth, have a place in this AI era to create ecosystems and jobs and invent and just be the best part of the continent.
Lastly, why do you think events like AfroTech Namibia are vital for Namibia's future?
I think it brings people together, and that's inclusivity. We all speak about AI from a fear perspective. You know, it's going to take over our jobs. It's something else that we need to learn and acquire. However, we lack spaces where we can showcase the good of AI, what it's used for, to inspire people, to showcase that they can become business owners at the age of 16, 18, and create employment and create diversity and inclusion within the communities. And I'm really excited to be part of AfroTech Namibia. And I really want to invite those in Namibia to please attend. It's going to be phenomenal.
Dr. Rafel, thanks for joining us. And we are really, truly excited to what's in store for us at this AI conference.
Looking forward to meeting everybody.
Thank you so much for having me. And that was Dr. Natalie Rafel from Robots Can Think, who will be speaking at the Afrotech AI Innovation and Inclusion Conference 2025.